Welcome back to Good Choices, the podcast that goes through David Dakota's filmography so you don't have to. I'm Kelly.
I am Rose.
And this month, we're very serious around here because we watched Puppet Master: Axis of Evil from 2010.
Yeah, and Puppet Master movies are no joke. A laughing matter.
No, don't laugh at those puppets. Also, it's not fair to call it 2010. Because of all the old footage that's in it for really way too long. But let me read you the description. And let me just say up top, fucking spoilers in this description.
Okay.
During the Second World War, a young man, with the help of some animated puppets, must stop the Nazis who attacked his family and kidnapped his girlfriend.
Wow.
That part doesn't happen until 56 minutes into this movie. I wrote it down.
The Amazon description is a lot more circumspect than that. It just sets up the premise. It is in a stateside hotel during the height of World War II, Danny Coogan finds a crate of mysterious living puppets and must fight with them to stop an access of evil.
I gotta fight these puppets.
He fights with them, not with them. He uses them to fight the axis of evil.
He mostly puts them on the ground and does nothing.
To fight these four dudes.
Yeah. So let's get into it. I know I've said this a bunch, but this will not take long. There is not much movie here. It opens with stock footage of a hotel.
Yeah, it does.
And you know, in my day, I'm an old man now, in my day, I have heard people talk about telling the difference between digital and film photography, and I'm like, I'm an idiot who doesn't know anything. I can't tell by looking.
Mm-hmm.
This, I believe, Puppet Master Axis of Evil has taught me I can. So thanks, Puppet Master. But yes, stock footage of a pretty alright looking hotel, I'd go there.
Yeah, it's a nice California coastline. When they show it from the front, a facade of maybe a different building, it's very, like, Tower of Terror-y.
Yes.
Like, not tall, but that style art. That,
yeah, if you fell California, sideways, maybe.
Yeah. Spanish style or whatever.
Yeah, and it reveals itself via subtitle to be the Bodega Bay Inn, 1939.
Yeah.
And then we meet our main character, Danny. He's building a chair.
Yeah, he's a woodworking boy. I bet he would have an interest in some wooden puppetos.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the case. And he is in the basement listening to a party upstairs. And his uncle comes down and is like, hey, you got those chairs done for that wedding reception tomorrow yet?
I'm building them as fast as I can.
And I'm like, you're hand building chairs for a wedding reception that is tomorrow. I guess in the past you had to hand build the chairs, but
wouldn't you want to early? It's 1939. There's fucking Sears. You can get buy chairs.
Yeah. But he's just like, yeah, I'm building chairs. And then we get into the real theme of the movie, which is, I'm mad I can't serve overseas.
Yeah, he's a real Steve Rogers, except he just has a slight limp from having had polio.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I wish I was at the party. And his uncle's like, they're shipping out tomorrow. Let them have their fun. And you're like, oh, snap, Danny, you were insensitive. And he's like, no, I wish I was at the party because I wish I was shipping out.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
His uncle's like, no, it means you get to be safe. Like, hey. And Danny's like, I wish I were dead.
Well, your mother doesn't.
Yeah, it's like, please think of your mom. And he's like, no. And then it's like, why won't you visit your mom? And I'm like, oh man, how long has he been separated from his mom? Turns out 3 weeks. So...
Yeah, this was a temp job with Uncle Lynn.
Yeah, he brought him in specifically to build these chairs, I guess.
I fixed everything at the hotel, and now my job is done.
And they get to, I don't remember how it comes up, but they get to talking about Mr. Toulon.
Yeah, Danny just asks, I think. He's like, hey, is Mr. Toulon still staying here? And he's like, yeah, same room. Wow.
Yeah. And this is when we find out that Danny knows the puppets are alive. He's seen them.
Yeah. He's like, you know, that guy. That guy fought the Nazis.
Yeah. With the help of his living puppets. And the uncle's like, Danny, the puppets are not alive. And Danny's like, no, we're cutting out the scene where I discover the puppets are alive. I just know.
Yeah. Well, then why would the Nazis want them so bad?
Yeah.
Huh? You ever think of that, Uncle Lynn?
And I feel like it's like, yeah, why would they? It's like, I don't know. They're going to make soldier puppets? They're going to bring puppets back to life? This part's not clear. Maybe it's clear in the first Puppet Master movie, which we have not watched and never will.
I mean, I think they want them because they are little evil. Well, not evil, but little weapon dudes.
Yeah. Also, they're ones you can put people in, so.
Yes, that's true also. But he's like, maybe you, Mr. Toulon, will teach me how to make a puppet move.
Maybe. Get back to those chairs, Danny.
And he does.
And he does. And then we get back to an old movie. I don't know which Puppet Master, but suddenly we're in the past. Because here's Mr. Toulon in old footage, puttering around some puppets, and some, like, assassins are coming for him.
Yes.
And also, some
fucking Adjustment Bureau looking motherfuckers and hats and.
Yeah, they got magic hats. And someone's running around at puppet eye level.
Yeah, amazing puppet POV shots. Mm-hmm. And little, like, scampering feet sound effects. Yeah,
and, like, breathing. And I get why they did this, because this is, I guess, is a prequel that they've just sort of, or a midquel maybe, that they've shoved in here. But this is a real mistake, because in the course of this, you see fucking Blade or Knife or whatever the main puppet's name is. You see him startle a lady and move, and this is when they did stop motion to make the puppets move. So he, like, crouches and hisses a little bit. Looks pretty good. The rest of the time, these are just dolls that people are moving around just under camera line. They're terrible.
Yeah. But, anyway, one of the puppets, I don't know what fucking stereotype this puppet is supposed to be.
Oh, the little pirate guy, or possibly...
Yeah, I thought he's, like, a whirling dervish, or, like, Turkish, or something. Yeah. I don't know.
He's probably racist, but I thought of him as a pirate, just to make things easier on me.
Arabian? He has a turban, but, like, a Fu Manchu? I don't know. He's looking out the window. He sees these Adjustment Bureaus arrive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Knife Face or whatever is running to warn them. The lady who he scares, it's really funny because he like throws up his hands. The puppet is like, ah, why are you scared of me?
I'm very small.
And Mr. Toulon like calmly gets up and packs, not all the puppets, but the puppets with souls in them, I guess, up into a trunk and hides them in a hidden panel in the wall.
In this hotel.
He's been here a while, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. And then he fucking shoots himself in the head.
Yeah, R.I.P. From now on, he'll be played by a different man in modern footage.
Yeah.
Who's pretending to be dead. It's not like he's a character anymore. Just an obviously different man. And we do get some intercut, like, modern footage where Danny's just, like, puttering around the hotel and gets, like, knocked over by the assassins who show up.
Yeah, I thought one of them, like, punched him.
Yeah, something like that. But the assassins, like, toss the puppet room, don't find what they want, and leave immediately.
And Danny comes in after being punched and finds Mr. Toulon, quote-unquote's body.
He reacts after hearing a gunshot, and then he comes into this obviously dead man. He's like, Mr. Toulon, you okay? Danny, no.
He's shot in the head.
Yeah. His brains are on the wall. Gun
in his mouth. Yeah.
But Danny knows right where the secret compartment is.
Yeah.
He takes them puppets, and now they're his.
Those are my puppets now.
Mm-hmm. He'd want me to have them, probably.
And then it's an opening title sequence. After this all took place over 10 minutes, probably the most that's ever happened in 10 minutes of David Dakota
movie. It probably helped that, like, 3 or 4 of those 10 minutes were old footage and they didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
They spent zero money on that. They just owned that movie.
And so this is Charles Band's Puppet Master Axis of Evil. We get some puppet footage, puppet pan overs. And now Danny has gotten home.
Yeah.
To Chinatown, where his family lives. He's brought the puppet trunk with him.
Yes.
and then his older brother, whose greatest skill in life is sneaking. One character trait is sneak. Sneaks up on him. And just like, hey, bro. Wild brother appears.
A wild brother does appear. He looks like a puffier Dave Franco.
Yeah. These boys look very similar. They're not so similar that you can't tell them apart. But they are named Danny and Donnie. So fuck you.
That's bad. Hey, mom. Hey, mom, what the hell? And then they spend a lot of time just talking. A lot of people spend a lot of time talking about the war and saying, like, slurs.
Yeah.
Just being racist.
Yeah, a racist brother appears.
Yeah.
And mom has, like, made them sandwiches. And then she's like, hey, no talking about the war at the table. And they're like, ah, mom, what else is there to talk about? And she's like, I said no.
She's like, the weather, shut up. Because Don is shipping out, like, soon.
Yes, like, in a week. And Danny's still mad that he can't go. And he's like, oh, little bro, you just gotta do what you can do here. I mean, you're a good woodworker. You could build a special chair to put a spear up Hitler's ass.
And they have a nice laugh.
Like, yeah, I could do that. You're right.
And then, like, the next scene is him being like, hey, Don, here's the living puppets I brought home. They're not really alive right now, though.
Yeah, and Don is also skeptical of this. He's like, you think the Nazis want these guys? Why?
I don't know, they're alive.
They're not, though, my friend.
Usually.
I'm looking at them, and they are not.
But Don also finds, like, the extra compartment with, like, all the tiny guns in it.
Yeah, I'm like, is this, like, did somebody rip off Six Arms' Six Arms? And these are his six arms holding guns?
It definitely is Six Arms' Six Arms. But I feel like
in the movies, they never put Six Arms back together. Six Arms is not in this.
No, I think the movie we watched, one of the previous ones, where Six Arms was the new puppet. That's, like, they're like, oh, we just put Six Arms back together or whatever. So, this is just, like, a nod to the fact that it's a prequel, I think.
I guess.
Anyway, Don's like, we could use these tiny arms with guns to fight the Nazis. Pew, pew, pew. And I'm like, those are real. Please stop. You don't know what sets those off.
Now
this is not a movie about killing your brother accidentally with a puppet arm.
Not taking living puppets seriously. Treat their real guns seriously, too.
Practice puppet gun safety. That's all I'm saying.
But anyway, the hat Nazis are also in town.
Yes.
In Chinatown. And we see them walking around for a long time. And then they go to what they call an opera house, where they meet up with some Japanese people. A lady, Ozu is her name,
I believe that is her name, but I don't remember hearing it before, like, the last 10 minutes of the film, so.
Yeah, who's all, like, done up, like, geisha style.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll not say what they call her. But she's got these, like, dudes with headbands backing her up. And this is an obviously Japanese place with Japanese people in the middle of Chinatown.
Yes.
And they make a point of that, like, oh yeah, we can just hide in plain sight because Americans don't know the difference. And I'm like, I think in World War II, where Japanese people were being interred And you might have still have a problem with that, but go off.
I mean, earlier Dom did say, like, I can't believe you're, like, surrounded by all these slurs. And the mom is like, we are in Chinatown and I've lived here forever and it's fine.
Yeah.
Why are my sons so racist?
You grew up here. But yeah, so they're, like, I don't remember what the fucking point of this meeting was, but they just meet to be awful.
They team up, so they are not, like, teamed up yet at this point, but they decide that together, especially because the puppet bust was a bust, I guess, that they're going to strike at the heart of, what did she say? Strike at the heart of the American war effort here in Anytown, California. So they, like, shake on this to be like, we'll do it together.
Yeah, it's not, like, a specific plan. They're just like, we are gonna take down the Americans. Got it? Yes, absolutely. I mean,
the plan seems to be blow up a room.
I mean, that that we don't talk about that now, though.
No.
Yeah, that they get a plan.
Yeah.
But right now, they're just like, we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
And by do it, I mean win the war.
Win the war. We're not gonna fuck. Pointedly, specifically.
No, we are not.
We will talk about that.
Yeah.
As characters. Also, I just want to say, this woman is really badly ADR'd. I do not know what the issue is.
I don't know.
But it's nuts. And it doesn't ever get better. We also find out that Danny has a girlfriend, who I guess he also refused to see for 3 weeks.
Yes,
named Beth, who works at Factory.
Bomb Factory!
I'm sorry, Bomb Factory. Perhaps I wasn't paying the best attention.
There's, like, when he walks in to walk to her office, there's giant fucking torpedoes. like, cartoon torpedoes laid out all along the floor.
Well, I am sad I missed those.
Yeah, they're very funny. And I'm like, oh, well. There's a bomb factory right down the street from where you work. Maybe you want to help the war effort. That's where you should go, Danny. But also, before this, he finds the little holes in the puppet necks.
Right.
Where the potion goes in. But he doesn't find the potion yet.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell are these holes for?
They all have them. But yeah, so he goes to visit Beth. He's brought her chocolates.
He's running late because he was looking at puppets, which he tells her.
Yeah. I'm still too busy sticking my fingers in puppet holes.
Not the ones you think.
Mm-mm.
And her boss overhears and he's furious. He's like, oh, you're late because you're fucking around with puppets.
Yeah.
You could be helping the American war effort, but you're too busy with your fucking puppets.
Yeah. The boss is very angry. He's like a J. Jonah Jameson type. Yeah,
but less fun.
He's like, you're here, you're disrupting my work day by disrupting my workers' lunch. They need their lunch to be able to work, and I'm over here doing something for the war, unlike you, because I'm making bombs. And he literally says, I don't like you, Coogan. You should be in the war. And he's like, I can't be in the war. I've tried so many times. And he's like, I was in World War I when I was 15 years old. You could just lie about your age back then. Can't lie about having a limp.
No.
But yeah, Danny feels even worse about himself now. He's not like, wow, that guy's a dick. He's like, wow, I should figure out a way to enlist.
Beth's gonna leave me. I am a failure.
Yeah, because Beth also has received flowers from one of the workers, Ben, one of the bomb factory workers. And he's like, another man. He's like, I just help him with the schedule and stuff. He's like, mm-hmm. Also, Ben turns out to be one of the Nazis.
But... yeah, spoilers.
So Danny goes home and he's like pacing around his room, complaining.
He's spiraling about
he kicks the puppet trunk and a very unfortunate looking ninja puppet falls out.
Oh my god, another racist puppet.
Yeah. And like his face is all melty. It's bad puppet.
Yeah, he's also a really poorly made puppet.
Yeah.
You gotta if you're gonna keep making Puppet Master movies, you have to spend some money on the puppets. That's the draw.
Yeah. He also finds the potions.
He finds the reagent. The
make-alive, yeah, potions, yeah, and syringe.
There's not that much left.
No.
But that is not a concern.
No. He just goes right for it. He's like, mm-hmm, you, Spinny Head, get over here, get some potion. And Spinny Head spins his head around, and
he's like, wow, he's Spinny Head, you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes Spinny Head to go meet Beth, because he's like, I'm going to show her the puppet's alive. That's cool.
Yeah. And she is talking to Ben, who we now recognize as that Nazi we saw before.
I mean, Danny recognizes him, fortunately, because
I did, for once in my goddamn life.
You did it.
I did it. But yes, Danny saw him for like a split second before getting punched in the face, but he's like, I know that guy. I know him anywhere. He's a Nazi. And he like immediately, he brought Beth flowers and he just fucking drops them on the floor.
Yeah, you can still give her the flowers, buddy.
No.
And like as soon as Ben leaves, he runs in. He's like, that guy's a Nazi. And it's like, oh my god, why are you being weird?
He killed Mr. Toulon.
I mean, no, he didn't. Very specifically, Mr. Toulon killed himself.
And Beth's like, don't be silly. He's from Burbank. Which is very funny to me for some reason. But Danny's like, I'll prove it to you. He's a Nazi. I'm gonna prove it to you. And he doesn't end up showing her the cool puppet.
No.
He goes back home to get the rest of the puppets, I guess. We don't see this, but he has all the puppets with him later when he goes and follows. He
packed all of them to show Beth, or he took a stop back home and then followed this guy, which doesn't seem possible, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know, if you're there on lunch and now he's following him home at the end of the day. It's
that's true.
Hard to say how time passes in these movies. I'm never like, is it that evening or the next day? I don't know.
It doesn't matter, mostly.
No, it super doesn't.
But he does follow this guy back to the opera house.
Yeah, to the theater.
Where all the bad guys get on stage.
Yes, they heil Hitler.
They heil Hitler under some spotlights on a stage and then talk about their evil plans.
Yeah, they talk about how they hate, like, we see Ben Max, the Nazi, talking to one of his coworkers for a minute about baseball. And he's like, I fucking hate talking about baseball. That's the worst part of pretending to be American.
You could just say you don't like baseball.
They'll never believe I'm a true blue American bomb-making hero, then.
I feel like they probably would.
Well, I'm not that good of an actor.
Well, then this is a dangerous mission to have taken on, not Ben. You work in a bomb factory. They could just huck you with a bomb anytime and end your life.
But he's like, but, I've been flirting with this hottie named Beth, and somehow I get to snoop around in her office when she's not there. That's part of flirting. Mm-hmm. And I got this blueprint. Because before they had talked about there was some, like, double agent, Roman Tomasi or something like that. Yeah,
he was here to see a guy, and that guy was a double agent, but then he also betrayed Ozu, and so she had him killed.
Yes. But what he had been doing was looking for or making, I'm not sure which, a secret bomb enhancing ingredient that will increase the payload of any bomb by 10 times. So they're hiding the secret extra explodey bomb powder, I don't know what it is, in a secret room in the bomb factory, that the secret storage room that holds the most dangerous chemical probably in the city, if not, you know, the country, is right next to the break room, but it's locked, don't worry, everything is safe. So the plan is sneak in there, blow it up. If you blow up all the bombs at the bomb factory and the 10 times explode your bomb powder, that'll, like, explode all of Los Angeles. We'll win the war.
I mean, we'll kill Los Angeles.
Take these cartoon sticks of dynamite.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he gets handed a fucking Wile E. Coyote bomb.
all the bombs in this are cartoons. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the plan. In 2 days, why not today, but in 2 days, we'll go sneak this bomb into the bomb factory and bomb it. Bomb. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Yep. But this meeting is somewhat disrupted by Danny loosing the puppets. On he's this like, meeting.
Climbed up on a half wall to peer in through a tiny window. Yeah. And he, yeah, sets the puppets free. The he's puppets. Got spinny face, small mm-hmm. head, big hands, and the main guy whose name I don't know.
It's either Knife or Blade. And I wrote Knife in my notes because I feel like Blade is too close to the Marvel character Blade, but I don't know. Do you feel like they gave Tiny Head human hands at one point?
Yeah, when he, like, shakes Beth's hand, he's got just a person's hand.
There's also, like, in this scene, he, like, peeks up over the stage, like, hands first, and it was just, like, human hands, and then puppet, and I'm like, that's cheating. Respect Tiny Head, who is the best puppet? mostly because he seems sweet. But yeah, so they stab one of the guys in a leg.
Yeah.
And they steal part of the map, and then they just run away.
Yeah, so when he gets home, he, like, Danny's looking at the puppets, is like, bloody puppet knife, torn off piece of a blueprint. Things are going great.
I can help America. And everyone's, they're mad about getting stabbed in the leg by a puppet, but they're not like, oh my fucking god, they're just like, god damn it, it's those puppets we were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they know about living puppets. They're probably psyched. They're like, that didn't hurt that bad, and now we know the puppets are here, and we can fulfill our original mission as well as our new, more explodier mission.
We can't blow up all of Los Angeles if the puppets are in it. We will lose them again. We gotta get these puppets first. Says no one. That is not... We're still gonna do it. Fuck those puppets.
No. Look, if Hitler doesn't know we blew up the puppets, we won't get in trouble for it. But if we get the puppets and also blow up Los Angeles, we'll probably get, like, a Nazi bonus or something.
Probably.
Get to wear 2 red armbands. That way people know you're cool.
Oh man, that means they captured puppets. That's the only reason you get a second armband. Now, here's a question. Would you wear them on the same arm or on one on each arm?
I was envisioning them on the same arm.
Me too. When you said that, I'm just like, they like overlap.
Yeah.
It's like scales.
Yeah. It's like, but you know, your
shitty armbands.
It's like this dumb Nazi version of like stripes for different positions.
It's yeah.
Like, yeah, you get your little V stripes, your little straight stripes. People who are in the military know what those mean. I don't. Mm-hmm. Except they mean something. No, you just stack up swastika armbands.
As far as we know, those stripes now mean you captured some puppets. I don't.
Yeah. Probably they do.
The U.S. military might be out there right now capturing puppets.
Our whole military industrial complex is actually based on living puppets. They killed Osama bin Laden.
Puppets.
They did everything good, question mark, that our military has done since World War II.
I don't feel like you should make the puppets do that.
Look, they're murder puppets. They're going to murder anybody. It should be these Nazis and Osama bin Laden.
Anyway, yeah, Ben, sorry, not Ben, Danny, boy name,
A lot of boy names in this.
Like, I realize they're Nazis. That's bad. But the puppet didn't hesitate to stab somebody, and they are still in your house. And I guess maybe Toulon told him that they, like, have souls in them? Because otherwise I might be like, did I bring home, like, a really aggressive dog? It'll just bite anybody.
I don't want to sleep in the same room as this guy.
He trusts these puppets.
He did let me stuff them in a backpack earlier, so.
That's true.
I guess they don't hate me.
I guess if they didn't like that, they would have stabbed through my thin backpack directly into my back. So he's, like, waiting up to, like, he's gotta tell somebody about this blueprint.
Yeah.
And about these puppets some more. And his brother gets home late and drunk.
Wasted. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta, hey, Don, you want to hear about these puppets? And Don's like, but first, sandwiches, and let me tell you about what I did. I met a girl who had gams all the way up to her neck. I'm like,
scary.
Oh.
Scary.
Yeah, that's not how people should be. And they end up not talking about the puppets.
Not like, even a little bit.
Let's talk about your date. Let's talk about how I'm fucking depressed and Beth is going to leave me. And then, yeah, Don is like, hey, wasn't there something you wanted to tell me? And he's like, nah.
Don't know why he doesn't tell him.
No, I don't know. They're just having a moment, I guess.
Doesn't want to ruin it by being like, these puppets are alive. Hey, remember those living puppets? They're alive now. Yeah, and
that will take over the moment. Like,
the
we won't remember.
The bomb factory's gonna explode.
This nice thing. If we're just thinking about puppets. So he, like, goes to bed. And we see him, like, wake up in the middle of the night and realize what he's gonna do. And, like, look a puppet in the eye and be like, yeah, I know what we're gonna do.
I can help America.
Yeah.
By sort of existing. I don't know what his plan is. I don't know if he enacts it.
Well, he... No, not yet.
Like, they're gonna prove he's a Nazi. That's the thing. So, like, I guess it's the next day, and the next day is also Don's party.
It's party day.
Because Beth comes over.
Yeah, Beth. We see Beth just sort of standing in the middle of the living room, smiling at two tiny American flags.
Yes. This house is decorated nuts. Like, there are big flags, small flags, enlistment posters. Again, like, in, like, Danny's room, it's just like...
Yeah, there's a Marine Corps poster and a giant flag over his bed.
Yeah, maybe take those things down. Might help you emotionally.
Yeah, and their kitchen is, like, made of cardboard. We see the mom open the oven, and the door is just like a plank of wood, and it lands on the ground. Like,
clonk. We're doing great here. Never had problems really, in this house.
It's really important that we show you taking the pie out of the oven.
Yeah.
We have to construct this fake kitchen.
Yeah. Only the finest craftsmanship.
My wooden kitchen for my woodworking son.
Danny built this kitchen. It's perfect.
Sure, the oven catches on fire every time. But that just means he gets to make me a new one.
That's right. That's why he's like, I can't go home. She'll have set the fucking kitchen on fire again, and she'll want a new oven. I don't have time for that.
can't do it anymore, Mom.
Like, Beth comes to talk to Danny about, like, hey, are you okay? Yesterday you were yelling about Nazis, and then you ran out, and I didn't see you anymore.
He's like, oh yeah, I got more Nazi yelling to do. Come to my room, scandalous. Mm-hmm. And he shows her the blueprint.
Yes.
And I was like, see? Proof! And she's like, But the fucking puppets are all standing around, like, twitching.
They, like, get up on their own. They're like, we need to back him up here. And then they're standing there, and there's this great line where she says, oh my god, how are they moving? And they basically aren't.
Yeah.
Like, the screw head guy, drill head, his arm is moving up and down just to make it so the line isn't completely stupid. but that's it. They're not doing anything. They are on standees.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's okay, they're not gonna hurt you. I mean, they're murder puppets, but they're friends.
And she's like, you should tell someone about this. And he's like, no! I have to get more proof first. I'm gonna go back to that theater where they meet probably every day, I don't know. But I'm gonna go back there, and I'm gonna take pictures.
Yeah. J. Jonah like, Jameson boss inspired me.
Like, can you tell someone's a Nazi from a picture? They don't wear the uniforms.
Like, this is where he works. Nazi. It's like, and the puppets are gonna help. And it's like, alright, give them cameras. Which we don't do, but that would have been cool. But he leaves.
Yeah.
How far does he get?
I don't.
Because they get, well, they don't all get killed, but a bunch of his family is ended. The Nazis have heard, they figured out who he is.
Yeah, I mean, we have a scene with all the Nazis and the Japanese folks, getting mad at each other, and Max slash Ben's like, our mission is in jeopardy, we have to take care of that boy first, or those puppets will fuck us up, I don't know. I called up the Bodega Bay Inn, and they just gave me his address, and so we're gonna go kill him.
Hey, thanks, uncle. Now your sister's dead, and this is why.
And, yeah, they go to his house, and they fucking shoot his mom, like, in the face. Mm-hmm. And we don't see until later the brother also gets killed. But
yeah,
we see them shoot mom in the face.
They kidnap Beth.
They kidnap Beth.
Again. What IMDb described this movie as, it is 56 minutes in, and this movie is an hour and 21 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, we still haven't had our epic puppet murder showdown, so I was feeling sort of the same way. I'm like, we're pretty late in the movie, which should be, like, over now, right? And I'm like, wait, the puppets haven't done anything.
No. There's been one leg stab, and that's it. Yeah, the whole time, like, the first 56 minutes, I'm like, I thought the description said his family got killed, and I thought it said his girlfriend got killed, too. I'm like, I thought this was a revenge thing, but these people are just living. They're just continuing to live. Yeah, I guess, but they won't die this late.
Yeah, Danny gets all the way to the opera house, takes some pictures, and is like, ah, got him. And I'm like, I don't think you got him. Like, these pictures show nothing.
I'm gonna prove to people that there's an opera house here. Got him.
And he goes home, and yeah, mom's blood neck is on the floor.
Last place you want your blood neck.
Beth's locket is hanging from the chandelier with color photographs of them in it. And yeah, Don has also been shot and is, like, gurgle dying. Yeah.
He's been shot in the chest, which means he has some red stuff on his shirt and there's no hole. And he's still alive enough to try and, like, speak to Danny.
Yeah, he tells him Beth's been kidnapped. Go get him. And it's like, your brother's still alive. You could at least call cops first. Like, yeah, call 911. But don't worry, brother dies, so don't worry about that either.
And this is when he's like, I'm gonna put him in a puppet.
Yeah.
I guess that racist puppet hasn't come to life yet. I don't know if he tried or not, but he's just like, I got you, bro.
Yeah, he somehow, we don't see this part, picks up his brother, takes him to his bedroom, right, lays him out on his bed.
That's your bed, now it's covered in your brother's blood.
And then, yeah, gets some of brother blood and mixes it with serum and injects it in the ninja guy. And
yeah. He's like,
I hope you don't mind being a slur, but this will be great because you are also sneaky like a ninja. It's like,
I didn't even put that together, but. And then it doesn't happen for a second, and then it does. And this albino ninja bad puppet throws a star, and it's like, we got him.
Yeah, we got Let's a little go. Puppet throwing stars. The ninja puppet has, like, little gauze bandages wrapped around his shoes and hands. And I was like, is this how you fix this puppet? It wasn't a living one before. You can't just put a Band-aid on it
for your boo-boo. Maybe it's to make it be quiet.
That makes sense on the feet, but what on the hands?
I don't know, climbing.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, it's not like anyone's ever like, oh my god, hold on, do you hear that? Puppet footsteps.
It's true. But the puppet's eyes glow red, weird feature. Mm-hmm.
Less sneaky. Dampen that glow, please.
But back at the opera house, one of the Japanese henchmen is, or both of them, I guess, are feeling Beth up, and Ozu's like, stop that. Or actually, fucking Max is like, stop that.
Yeah.
And Ozu's like, well, they just have the desires of men. Which Ozu had turned Max down for fucking flat earlier.
Yeah, he's like, do you wanna? And she's like, absolutely not.
And he's like, oh, so your men can wanna fuck, but mine can't, or whatever.
Why didn't you just kill this? Why'd you bring this lady back here?
She's bait.
And Ozu asks if, like, can a dead worm attract fish just as easy? And it's like, well, actually,
no. That's why you keep them alive.
But in this case, he doesn't know whether she's alive or dead. I mean, fish care because they can see the worm with their eyeballs.
Right. But I guess for him to come in, like, if he gets there and sees her dead, like, what's the point? Other than, I guess, revenge still. But they're like, we're gonna put her right here in the middle of the stage so that no one can, like, sneak up and take her. It would be impossible. We're all looking.
Now let's all scatter and not look. Let's just...
Yeah, no, none of us stay here with her. But also, Max has, like, caught feelings for her. He's like...
He has.
For it's Beth. Been
like less than a week, Max. Come yeah. on.
And he's like, you know, we could have been a thing if you weren't a stupid American. And she's like, fuck you.
She's like, we wouldn't be a thing even if you weren't a stupid Nazi. I hate you.
Yes. And at one point she screams, you'll never defeat freedom and democracy. He's like, okay, Beth, calm down. Yeah. So we see one of the Japanese henchman eating a plate of sushi. Where did he get this? In Chinatown. Without raising suspicion that there's actually Japanese people here. Mm-hmm. And we see, like, one of the puppets spying on him. Or actually, we see Danny and the girl puppet.
Yeah, Leech Lady are up there.
From above.
Yeah, and Leech Lady does her thing where she vomits up a leech.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to trick this guy into eating it. And I'm like, this is racist. Like, he'd realize there was a weird worm in his food. Yeah,
it's a big, like, 3-inch black... You don't just pick that up and jam it down.
No. The supposition of this scene is just, like, Japanese food's so weird. He won't know the difference between a murder leech.
Yeah, it could be anything gross.
Yeah. I mean, never mind that it would scatter all the food everywhere when it fell from that height onto the plate.
Oh, my nice little rows of sushi splattered by a leech.
There was a thump and then my rice flew everywhere. And now a squirming leech is on my plate. Better eat it.
Yeah, he does. He eats it.
He dies. He
chokes. He vomits blood. And he dies.
Yeah. So that's one down. Thanks, puppets.
Ozu is like, fuck these Germans. We are going to kill that kid and these Germans. And then we'll steal the puppets, and then we'll get 2 Nazi armbands. Wait, no.
We don't even want those.
We'll get 2 headbands. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Yeah. It's a pointless double cross that actually accomplishes nothing. The other Japanese henchman gets, like, tripped.
And it, like, fucking Ozu, though, I want to go back. She was, like, talking on the phone. She's giving this report to somebody. Like, you just call up the emperor or whatever.
Ring, ring. Hello, Japan.
And Danny cuts the phone line. And she's like, damn. Foiled. How will they know about my cool plan to steal a puppet secret?
You'll just have to surprise them with the puppets, Ozu.
Yeah. It'll be even better in person. But Beth is still tied up, still being rude to the Nazis, which always be rude to Nazis.
Yeah.
But it gets her gagged, so she can no longer be rude to Nazis. And one of these damn puppets sneaks up and cuts her bonds.
Yeah, it might be knife or something. The Nazi guard who is not Ben/Max gets ninja starred in the eye.
Yes.
By a dead bro puppet. But they don't find him for a bit because, like I said, the other Japanese henchman gets tripped and then run into by Drillhead.
Yeah. He trips on a puppet.
Yeah.
And then Drillhead just, like, scoots across the floor and drills his head.
Yep.
Because
at some point Ozu and Max find one of these two dead henchmen. And Max is just like, your henchmen fucking suck.
Yes.
What idiots they are, getting murdered by puppets. And, but they're just not like, oh my god, the puppets, they've infiltrated. No one cares.
No.
They're just using this to yell at each other.
And Ozu makes excuses for her. They think they find both of them, like, in the same room, both dead. And she's like, ugh, they were killed by magic. You can't fucking fight magic. It's like, well, what are we doing here then?
I feel like Max's response is like, not magic, science, puppet science.
Mm-hmm.
Not that exactly, but that's the gist. Like, don't be an idiot. It's not magic, it's puppets.
But yeah, so yeah, not the dead brother puppet is the one who cuts her free. She and Danny meet up. They stand there in the middle of the stage talking for a while. Good choice. Mm-hmm. It's like, you gotta get out. And she's like, no, I wanna help. It's like, whatever. The patriarchy, get out. But they get found because they're standing in the middle of the stage shouting at each other by Ozu.
Sound is meant to carry in this space.
Yes. The acoustics are immaculate.
Yeah, like, Ozu and Max walk up, I feel like, because they see fucking dead Klaus. And she's like, your henchman's an idiot, too.
Yeah, you also suck. And the ninja throws one of his little ninja stars and, like, just grazes Ozu's neck. Mm-hmm. And she, like, sort of falls down. But then she stabs this little puppet with a big ass sword.
Yep. And this is bro puppet, and he puppet dies.
Yeah.
Like, he flops down and his eyes go out. I'm like, damn, he died twice within probably about an hour.
Yeah. That fucking sucks, bro. But, like, I guess that gives Danny and Beth, like, the chance to run off. Because, well, Max finds the bag of puppets and is like, ha, I win.
No, there's, like, Max must not show up for a little bit because they end up in a standoff with Ozu. Because fucking knife sets the bomb. Right?
Yeah, but Max finds the puppets first.
Okay.
But yeah, then, yeah, knife, whatever, has the bomb, sets the bomb.
Yeah, and Ozu's like, tell your puppet to unset that bomb. And Danny's like, I don't tell the puppets what to do.
Yeah, he says they're not puppies. It's like, no, they're puppets.
They're puppets, yeah. I'm shocked he didn't say puppets. Also, puppies, not that well trained.
No, so not very obedient.
If you're not gonna follow up puppies with puppets, then say dogs or something. This is not hard.
But yeah, Max has the puppets, Danny's like, well, you don't have the fucking magic make him live juice, idiot. And he's like, I don't care.
I didn't know that existed until just now, so I don't give a
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's like, you didn't have to tell him that there was another element to it. You could have just let him think he's won and go show Hitler these fucking dolls. Be like, what the fuck is this?
These puppets, Max, these puppets are not alive.
The cycle continues.
Yeah.
Nobody believes you. Mm-hmm. But the brother puppet.
Well, Max Ozu's like, okay, we caught him together, and Max is like, I don't trust you. You were gonna betray me. Drop that sword. So she does. And this is when brother puppet, who just died again.
Yeah.
Undies.
Yeah.
And like crawls around on the floor. And then picks up this sword.
Mm-hmm. Big-ass sword.
And stabs Max, like, in the base of the spine / his butt.
I mean, you set up stabbing a Nazi in the butt in the first act. You better stab a Nazi in the butt in the third act.
I guess that's
not Hitler,
true.
But
no.
As good as we got. It's Los Angeles.
Gosh, these connections I didn't even make. But yeah, he stabs Max in the butt. This kills Max. And then Brother Puppet dies again. It's like the same footage of him flopping down and his eyes going out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. Because I was like, oh, he died. And I'm like, I guess he didn't die because he's a puppet. And then it's like, I guess he did die?
You can't keep a good puppet down.
You can't.
Not unless you stabbed him right where all of his blood juice is gonna leak out. But yeah, and, like, Ozu escapes.
She grabs the puppets and leaves, like, the bag of puppets. They should be doing something in there, but she's just like, swoop! And she leaves.
And that's, like, basically the end of the movie.
Yeah, he's Beth, like, well, is like, oh,
I'm gonna chase her.
She got the puppets. And he's like, not all of them. We got Knife and another one. I don't remember which one. And my dead brother puppet, who I guess isn't dead because I'm counting him. And if it's a war that Slur wants, it's what she'll get.
Yeah, the end.
And then credits roll. What?
Yeah, the end.
And obviously it was a huge smash hit, and they made a bunch of sequels about Danny and the puppets, and he got the puppets. No. Sorry, I don't think they made a sequel to this.
No.
It's a weird way to end it because it's a midquel also. Like, those puppets reunite somewhere down the line.
Yeah, they get found. Don't worry. Don't worry about how it happens. They get found.
So, Rose, what did you think of Puppet Master Axis of Evil?
I mean, it's very funny to me to hear you say that nothing happened, because I feel like this is the most that has happened in one of these in a very long time. Like, stuff happens. Stuff happens, and there are at least a modicum of production values, like, cardboard kitchen aside, for, you know, all of these movies for an hour and a half or an hour and 20 minutes are too slow. How do they do it? But I didn't hate this. I went along with it. It's fine. What about you?
I take your point about the fact that things do happen.
Like, there's a narrative that you can follow, even if it's stupid.
Yes. I went numb very early watching this with all the discussion of, I wish I could enlist, here's why you can't enlist, but I hate myself, I wish I could enlist, because they revisit that topic a bunch in that first 56 minutes.
Yeah.
Before the actual revenge starts. And it's just like, I get it. I get it. Can something else happen? Because otherwise it is just a lot of walking around. Also, the how little the puppets move was very disappointing.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, when they walk, it is just someone, like, swooping them along. Like, they barely... Why bother? Why bother? So, like, all the murders were very light killings, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's nothing exciting about those. No. And they all happened in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's, like, 56 minutes of, like, rah-rah self-hate, I love America. And then some very light murders and people really underreacting to the fact that puppets are alive and murdering. Even if they knew that there were living puppets. And then the murders aren't that good.
Yeah. I have a note, like, three quarters of the way through that I'm like, this... I thought Puppet Master movies were horror movies. This is not a horror movie.
No.
Like, the puppets only kill bad guys.
Yes.
And, like, not even that, you know, horrifically.
No. No, would you like to... I don't know... I guess, like, if a little man with a drill for a head ran into my head, that would be pretty horrifying at the time. But it, like, if you're getting stalked by a puppet, you expect some sort of cat and mouse. Where can those puppets hide? Anywhere. They're small. But no, they don't bother. Again, because I think they had $3 to move the puppets around.
Yeah. And it's like, I realize they have chosen to set most to all of these movies in World War II, and it's all, like, I guess, period appropriate racism, but why so racist?
Yeah, that's the other thing that made me numb. It's like, this is, it was just a heavy burden to bear.
Yeah, fair enough.
I feel like maybe that newest Puppet Master movie, maybe it's not the newest anymore, but the one that came out a couple years ago with, like, Barbara Crampton and Tom Lennon as the humans mm-hmm. in it, like, that might take place in the modern day.
That would be nice.
I think it is still about Nazis, but hey.
Damn it.
As history has proven, it's unfortunately.
Yeah, once you invent Nazis, it's very hard to get rid of them.
It's hard to uninvent.
Turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one pressing, very, very pressing question sure. for you.
Okay.
Are these even puppets? Are they not just dolls? They have no puppet elements to them.
Not
they
anymore.
No strings, no mm-hmm. sticks, no hole in their ass. They're just guys.
Yeah, because I feel like in one of the previous Puppet Master movies, the one with six arms or whatever is, again, I feel like we're one syllable off on all of these puppet names, but that's what they deserve. I mean,
his name is Six Shooter. I just okay. think it's funny to call him Six Arms.
That is the more striking thing about him. He has six arms and two legs.
But Six Shooter's a pun.
I guess. Like, the one where he was in, they put on that little puppet show for the kids, right? Like, they're faking yeah. being puppets.
Yeah.
Like they got fake-ass strings or sticks or something. But yeah, no, these ones do nothing but walk around on their own. I think at this point they are, in fact, dolls. I think if they do not engage with the art of puppetry, even pretending to be puppets at any point, I don't think they count anymore. These are more dolls.
Yep.
Doll
Master.
Yeah. Funny to call it Puppet Master when it's just like, I don't tell these puppets what to do.
I am not their master. I'm not the puppet. That guy's master. Dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
These puppets have masters. No emotional connection to me. Mm-mm. They don't do what I say.
They just love revenge.
Yeah. That's what they were made for.
Perhaps one day they can retire.
Just do puppet shows again. I was born for the theater.
Yeah. I have learned from the trivia on IMDb that this film was filmed in China.
What?
Yep.
What?
If the trivia is to be believed, this was filmed in China in the summer of 2009.
I simply don't believe that.
Well, another piece of trivia said everything in the kitchen was made of wood, so that trivia is true.
Yeah, I saw the one about they debated whether there was neon in Los Angeles Chinatown at the time, and David was like, well, actually, I don't care. It looks better. Put it up.
I mean, you're allowed to do that. You're making a movie with living puppets. You don't have to be historically accurate.
Like, you had the internet in 2009. You yep. could have figured this out.
Yeah, that's the thing. It shouldn't have been much of a debate. You can either check the internet or go to a library. Both relatively quick things. And then you can make whatever decision you want. So yeah, that's weird. China.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out where that Tower of Terror facade mm-hmm. is. Like, where is that place? And so I was trying to look at filming locations, and it just says Los Angeles.
Hmm.
So that could be wrong also. very weird. Why film in China? Tax breaks, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, for some reason, this trivia has been marked as a spoiler.
This was filmed in China.
Puppet Master, Axis of Evil, and Killjoy 3 were both shot and filmed in China at the same time during summer 2009. That's not a spoiler.
Goofs.
I don't think it's
Kamikazes didn't exist until 1944. So them cracking jokes about kamikazes, anachronistic.
Sure. What's it say for crazy credits? The name Tom Baker is credited as a crew member at the end of the movie, as well as the name Lethbridge Stewart. Baker is one of the people who played the titular character in the BBC show Doctor Who, and Stewart is a fictional character within that show. There wasn't anyone who worked on the movie by those two names, and they were added to pad out the credits and were tributes to Doctor Who. Why are you padding out the credits?
So that we can hit our 88 minutes or whatever.
Like, Rose, I know the very next month, I'm sure I'm going to be like, I wish there were some fucking puppets around. Mm-hmm. Like, based off of what we're watching, I know I'm going to miss the fucking puppets and all the things that happen in this film. But,
You're going to regret being so harsh.
I'm going to regret my words and deeds.
Access evil.
And I know I will, but that doesn't change the fact that I did not have a good time with Puppet Master's Master? Axis of Evil. Just the one Puppet Master, actually. What if there were two of them, and then the puppets fought each other? One at a
time, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if, yeah, some of the puppets were loyal to a different master? What if that Ozu, like, converts them?
That's right.
Like, actually, Japan should win the war.
I told them about all the bullshit America's done, and they're mad.
I mean, these puppets' beef is with the Nazis, not with us.
True.
And she specifically says, like, we're not friends. Japan and Germany do not have the same goals. We just happen to be fighting the same people at the same time. What idiots. Why would they fight us both at the same time?
Fools. I do wonder why. It seems like every Puppet Master, they, like, introduce at least one new puppet.
Yeah, they gotta have a new puppet.
Which makes sense. But, like, none of them ever carry over. Like, Six Shooter, maybe.
Should add to the puppet crew.
But, yeah, like this.
And you can pick and choose from your rogues gallery of puppets. You don't always have to have Knife, the boringest puppet, who has spike eyes.
I did like his little useless spike eyes that popped out when he was, like, surprised. I'm like, I don't feel like we've seen those before.
But, like, I don't remember that.
Spinny Head didn't do shit in this movie.
No
offense to Spinny Head. And Tiny Head did drop a mask on a maybe already dead guy's head, but he was barely in it.
Yeah, I mean, he got to shake Beth's human hand with his human hand.
And, like, I don't understand the chronology of the Puppet Master films either, but this is just sort of a question of the universe. Where's TV Head? Remember TV Head?
Yeah, TV Head.
Where's TV Head? What's he up to?
Probably regretting his choices.
Yeah, probably. When you were talking about taking pictures and getting the puppets to help, I was like, they should be a puppet with a little camera for a head. Then I'm like, wait a second. TV head. Where are you, buddy?
Also, I watched this on Tubi, and Tubi just rolled right into Shrek Forever After.
Boo,
right
Tubi. After
this, which was very funny to me.
I have no idea how Tubi picks whatever it's going to play next.
No.
Because it's not, like, from your list. It chose some random nonsense for me, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that, Tubi. No.
I'm like, I thought this was just the end of the credits rolling, and I'm like, no, this isn't a production logo from this movie. This is the DreamWorks logo. What's happening? Oh, Shrek 4.
Ever After. I think that's the one Shrek movie I haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Well, Tubi was trying to help you out.
And I said, no thank you, Tubi.
I don't need an It's a Wonderful Shrek. Which I believe is what 4 is.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that if I have one complaint about Gen Z, it's that they like Shrek too fucking much.
Yeah, I don't get it. Truly, I don't understand. But whatever, I don't understand them as a large group, it's fine.
It's not required.
I saw someone at some point being like, they'll get mad at you for doing a side part in your hair, and I'm like, whatever, children, goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, they're teens. They're allowed to have weird, dumb opinions.
Yeah, they are.
Being a teen is for.
Yeah. And I also don't have to look at them. You live in your life. You live in your zone. Quote Shrek to each other. Be happy as best you can. That's all I want for you, children.
So I think we've officially run out of things to say about Puppet Master : Axis of Evil.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk any more about Shrek.
No, not until we start a Shrek podcast, which will take much less time, but also won't happen.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
No. So, next month on Good Choices... I mean, we're getting to a point we've talked about for a long time.
We're here! It's now!
Thanks to the power of Vimeo.
Thank you, Vimeo.
Again, assuming we don't, like, log into Vimeo and have it have some arcane... If Vimeo will just accept our $2 each, then next month we will be bringing you 1313 Nightmare Mansion, which is the first 1313 film.
House.
I was going to say, based off of this still I'm seeing on IMDb, we will be at House.
House.
Thank God. I mean, listen,
we made it.
I am going to pull my own face off because 1313 movies are awful. But
and there's so many of them.
And there are so many of them. And Vimeo has a lot of them for some reason. But yeah, so Nightmare Mansion advertised on its poster is what, a supernatural thriller for girls?
For girls?
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I'm not a girl, so I wouldn't know. Yeah,
it's for me.
There you go. Well, you're welcome, Rose. I look forward to hearing your gushing review of 1313 Nightmare Mansion. But let me read you the description.
Finally, a movie for me.
That's right. We've been doing this for years. That's right. The first one. And you'll love it. My David Dakota film is a talking cat, advertised on its poster as a comedy movie for idiots. So here's the description on IMDb of 1313 Nightmare Mansion. Original title, A Dream Within a Dream. I don't know if that's true. A demonic young man lures six high school classmates to a party at his elegant Malibu house so that he can sacrifice their souls and bring his dead mother, who was killed during the Salem witch trials 300 years ago, back to life.
Oh, his elegant Malibu house, huh?
Yeah, house is elegant. I wonder if house is really in Malibu.
Probably.
What are the chances we see waterfall?
I hope so. And I hope house is decorated just exactly the way it always is from the very beginning. I hope we see Beep Beep.
I was going to say, if Beep Beep is in this.
Driftwood boots. Mm-hmm. And all of our friends.
All of our friends, yes.
Grill and Christmas lights. Yeah. Oh,
it is hard to tell from these stills. All right, one of them is the backyard, and I do see... by the pool, obviously, I do see Grill.
Give me that Grill, good shit.
Grill will be here. And then the other stills are all of this one man. A Brant doorman. A real man and not a door enchanted to be an actor.
No, also Judd from Survivor is in this.
What?
Also, oh, yeah. Judd's full name is Judson.
Judson? Multiple Survivor people have been in David Dakota films.
Very weird. What is your connection, David?
I don't know.
Anywho, I can't wait.
I can't wait. I am excited, even though it will be an absolute nightmare. I guess it's in the title. It can't help but be a nightmare.
It is a nightmare mansion. I mean, the fucking titular house. This is introducing house.
That would be a great credit.
I hope we also see cabin. Mm-hmm. Wonder how long it takes to get to cabin. Our journey of discovery is just beginning.
It's true. We're really getting into the things that made us do this podcast in the first place, which is like 50% the house.
Yeah, it's like 50% house and 50% a talking cat, which also features house.
Which also, yeah, to great effect. 50% dumb animals that sometimes talk. Can't wait to talk about a talking pony, which is also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so until we take a first step into a brand new world, make good choices.
Please. Please do. Make a good choice and watch a 1313 movie.
At the end, we need to pick which one the best 1313 movie is.
Yeah, we'll have to see if the worst one in your eyes gets unseated.
True. I think of the two I've seen, Hercules was worse.
Believe you, called it the worst movie you'd ever seen.
Well, I've since rescinded that. I've watched some fucking bad movies for this podcast.
Yes, I'm not suggesting it is still the worst movie you've ever seen.
No. Sorry, I was very aggressive.
No, I don't want people to get the wrong impression. We have talked. You have listened to us talk about worst movies. You're a good choices completist, which you should be.
You should be. Also, it's possible another 1313 movie will be worse than stuff we've seen before. But that seems almost unlikely.
I mean, it's almost certain to be less racist.
Yeah.
Because they just don't talk. For long periods. Too much posing to do. Or running.
Too much posing to recycle.
Playing croquet.
Yeah. Croquet's
good.
Yeah, we're getting there. When he has to do montages that aren't sex, that's when he finally shines.
That's when shit gets good.